Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
That was a great song to start our Wednesday afternoon. Now, listeners, if I can get you to cast your mind back to the 1st of January, seems such a long time ago already, but if you were listening in, you would have heard that we had Claire with us, and Claire was trying to, I think she was trying to actually persuade me to do some goal setting and stuff like that. She knows I don't like it. And I think she changed the words to intentions or something. You would have remembered that, but maybe you were. Maybe you didn't remember it because you maybe were kind of sleeping off the frivolities and partying of the night before. But I know it was such a great session. So what I thought I'd do today is I thought I'd bring Claire back and just ask her, firstly, get her to remind us what she said, but then ask, we're already the third week into January. How do we keep up those? You know, we probably set all those goals and intentions with, you know, a lot of enthusiasm, but 3 weeks down, are they waning already? How do we keep them in place? So let's welcome back Claire. Happy New Year, Claire.
And a happy New Year to you all too. It's great to be back. Thank you, Mariska.
Yeah. So tell us, I know that you are, you know, you keep trying to get me to set goals and things. It was a great session on New Year's Day. How do we keep those intentions, those goals going? You know, it's easy. We kind of get the back to work blues and everything. And yeah, what do we do?
Okay, well, yeah, 3 weeks in, you're thinking, oh, the goals, they're like fading in the distance and life takes over and off we go a million miles an hour. Well, you will remember, and you've just rightly said about intentions, Mariska, I think we need to sometimes not focus on the goal. The goal is there. We've got to have a goal because we need to know what we want to achieve. You know, we want to lose weight. We want to drink less alcohol. Whatever the goal may be is the goal. But I just want to say it's the intentions and it's the strategies really, like to get to that goal, that are the really important part for success. So, and I talked about it on New Year's Day, it is habits, and it is about creating very small, tiny habits. And we've all heard, you know, let's just be 1% better every single day, you know, and that is so true. And honestly, the small habits that we do make a difference. So I've just finished a book, and it's a brilliant book, and I just wanted to share that with you and your listeners today, if that's okay. And that book is it's about habits, and it's about the author is James Clear, a remarkable author. He's written some remarkable books, and it's scientifically proven. So it's not all, oh, who believes that and that doesn't work. Some of the strategies and the science that he uses in the book is quite remarkable. And what he basically is talking about is that if you do things a tiny little bit every day and they become a habit, there will become a point where massive things happen because you're doing the same things all the time. It builds. And I just wanted to share an example, if that was okay, just to make it. There's a part of his book, and it just says, if you can imagine that you have an ice cube and it's sitting on the table in front of you, the room is cold, and you can see your breath. It's currently 25 degrees. And ever so slowly, the room begins to heat up. 26 degrees, 27 degrees, 28 degrees. The ice cube is still sitting on the table in front of you. 29 degrees, 30 degrees, 31 degrees. Still, nothing happens. Then 32 degrees, the ice begins to melt. It's only a 1 degree shift, seemingly no difference from the temperature increases before it, but it's unlocked a huge change. So I wanted to share that because that explains how small habits, if you do them every single day, there has to come a point where massive change happens.
That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? And maybe that sometimes the things that we do, we try and make them too big, you know, small, 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 and keep going at it. It makes it, I suppose, easier to achieve. And suddenly you're there.
Suddenly you're there, and it's more about the strategies, the systems, I suppose is a better word, the systems that you have in place to achieve the goal. The goal is the goal. It's what all the little bits that you're doing in the middle. That'll get you there.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to figure out, all those little bits that we're prepared to do. And I think too, if you forget to do it one day, don't beat yourself up and give up.
Just absolutely
do it again the next day. Yeah.
Absolutely. And they're only small things. Don't pick big things, tiny things that you actually think, well, that was easy peasy. Surely that's not going to make a difference towards achieving my end result, my goal. It absolutely is. Just do it again the day after and do it again the day after that. And honestly, I've used this method myself. It does work. But remember, it can work for bad habits as well, where you've got to stop doing them and be focused on that. Unfortunately, Mariska, it works the other way too.
Now, what was the name of the book again? Because we will post this up on our Facebook.
The book that we've got is Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results, and it's Atomic Habits, and it's by James Clear.
Oh, we'll get that posted up on our Facebook page so that anybody sitting there thinking, yeah, I'm waning a bit already, can jump in there and get some great examples and some inspiration through that as well. Yeah.
And I think it's good for, you know, there's different people that learn in different ways, you know, whether you're scientific, whether you need something to be proven. This book has all of that, and it is so fascinating, and it's so well written that it keeps you engaged every step of the way. Definitely recommend it.
Now tell me, Claire, has it got big font? Or is it...
And has it has got big font, actually, yeah. I can actually read it without my glasses. Can you believe that?
Do you know sometimes when you pick up a book and it's got tiny font and they're all squashed together and you're just like, yeah, nah.
It puts you off the book, doesn't it? No, this is good. And I'm not just saying that. Honestly, it is.
As long as it's got a few pictures in there or diagrams, yep.
That, oh, there's plenty of them. There's plenty.
That's cool. I think we'll post that up there too, just to keep everybody inspired as well. And talking about that inspiration, and there you are reading another book. I don't think we've ever kind of delved into this while we've had you on the shows, Claire. What on earth made you become a business coach anyway in the first place?
Wow, what a question. Okay, so I suppose, Mariska, for much of my life, I believed that success was all about achieving. It was about ticking the boxes, climbing the ladder, and achieving the goals, as we've just been talking about, and always moving forward. And I actually thought working on yourself was a waste of time. Why focus inward when you could just focus on doing more? But somewhere along the line, I hit a point where it just didn't feel like enough. I was achieving, yes, but I wasn't fulfilled. And there's a difference. I was getting the results, but I wasn't feeling it inside. And the harder I pushed, the further away that fulfillment seemed. So I then realized, I suppose, that the key to real success isn't just what about you do, it's about who you are while you're doing it. So I started to work on myself, long story short, really. I started looking at my values, my mindset. Did I have a growth mindset? Did I have a fixed mindset? I started trying to be more self-aware and doing some exercises around that. And my habits. That was when I introduced myself to habits. And slowly things began to change. I became more self-aware. I was more connected to my purpose. And I was more intentional in how I showed up every day. So the results weren't just internal. The results for me were actually deeply personal. So that inspired me. The changes in myself inspired me to become a coach. I wanted to help others see what I'd discovered. And that when you do invest in your growth, you unlock a version of yourself you didn't even know was there to begin with. And you achieve not just more, but more clarity, more balance, more joy. So I'm passionate, basically, Mariska, about guiding others on this journey. And I believe that when you work on yourself, it's never a waste of time. It's actually the best investment you're ever going to make.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's sum it up a little bit.
Wow, what a story, what a journey. Isn't it interesting where we do start and why we start? And you know, when I know I always joke with you about, you know, not having goals and stuff, but to have someone walk alongside you, I think probably is important, especially where you do wane or maybe you have that wobble where you're not sure where to go or how to get there, to have that support and someone, you know, walk alongside you you've got to find your own way, but it's always helpful to have someone to show you the way as well.
Absolutely. And I think it's not saying that you're weak in any way or there's any kind of weakness. That is a perception sometimes that people have. And it's about saying, do you know what? You are really good. But you need to be great internally as well as externally. And self-development is just making you so happy internally, and that will show externally. And when you get the results, it's not just a result and move forward. You actually feel that real sense of achievement.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and it's interesting you say that, because some people do think, oh, I don't need a coach because I can do it all myself, and what are they going to do with me? But, you know, when you put it like that and you understand, you know, we all think we are who we are, but sometimes we're not, and sometimes we need someone to be able to point that out. You know, that, as you say, that self-awareness to actually point that out to us so we can get on a journey of that fulfillment. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It is. And one I always say, and you've heard this before, Mariska, it's not new, but why do the All Blacks need a coach?
Yeah, exactly.
They're arguably the best in the world, so why bother? They're great. They don't need any. It's because they have to see themselves internally as well as people see them externally. It's the whole package that drives you to achieve great things.
Well, do you know what? I think that, we know we are. We're going to re-put your address up there, because I think it's a great time of the year that if you are thinking about maybe getting a coach, someone walk alongside you, well, certainly we'll put Claire's details up there. Claire might not be the right person to walk alongside you, but for many people she will be. But I think that's also important, isn't it? Finding that right person to walk alongside you. And I've seen you help so many people, Claire. So if anybody is out there and loves Claire's ideas, we'll put her details up there for you. But whether it's Claire, whether it's somebody else, find that right person to walk alongside you. Some really great insight there, Claire. Thank you.
Oh, no, I love being on your show. Thank you, Mariska.
Yeah, and I think we'll get you back and delve a little bit more into that. But for now, that's all we've got time for. We're going to hit a bit more music just to get everybody a little bit more inspired again. But we'll put the book up there. Sorry, Claire, I'm going to ask you again, what was that book, so we can remind everybody?
It's called Atomic Habits, and it's by James Clear.
Awesome. All right, we're all going to get a copy of that and get Claire to help us on the way. Cool. We'll have you back, Claire, and everybody else. We'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, do the bumps of time in your prime. Then you, people call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all.
Sky, town.